It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Had 4 in the third, and I believe that's a new career high for him for threes in a game, which will be 7.
Dub Nation is Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What's up, Brandon? Good morning to you. Good morning to all the listeners, all the roasters out there just waking up. It is a Monday here, and we're reacting to a 148-106 win over the San Antonio Spurs for the Golden State Warriors. Brandon Pajemski, team high, 27 points, 7 of 9 from beyond the arc. That's a career high for him. 27 points is too shy of his career high overall. And tonight marked, last night marked his 5th 20-point outing of the season and 9th of his career. So that was great to see from Pods. Him and Moody combined for 47 points yesterday, Shasky. That was huge. I'm not going to expect that every single night. Again, it was just a recipe for success heading into it. Like, everything baked into it. No Wemby for the Spurs.
Yeah.
No De'Aaron Fox. They're on the back end of a back-to-back. Yeah, they're at home, but the Warriors, you know, they had a sloppy game against the Pelicans. I think this was a get-right game in all the right ways for the Warriors yesterday, and they did it. There's something to be said about it, like, looking like a get-right game and then actually acting upon it, and it was very refreshing to see them do that from start to finish yesterday. They didn't let up at all.
No.
44 points, again, a season high in points scored in the first quarter, and it ties a season high for points scored in a quarter at all in any quarter for the Golden State Warriors. and everyone was hitting, whether it was Post, Pajemski, Moody, Steph, barely even shot in the first round. He didn't even need 4-10 overall. He barely even needed to shoot. And that's a great thing. When I don't need to see a lot of Steph Curry and this offense is humming, that tells me things are rolling. Yeah. And that's what it was yesterday.
Pods, like, obviously we know that he's going to be a high energy guy. So the deflections, the taking charges, and, you know, the rebounding, those things are all going to be there no matter what. Like, his energy level doesn't seem to slump. But when he hits a couple shots, it really does change things. If you're going to start in this lineup and you're not going to hit any buckets, they're going to sag off you. You cannot be determined by the defense to be a non-shooter. And so if you're going to play with Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green in heavy overlapping minutes, you cannot be the third non-shooter on the floor. You have to be a threat. And I don't think having 20-plus is a sustainable thing for him. 10 to 12. Like 10 to 12 is like the sweet spot. Hit a three, be able to knock down a midi if they give it to you. Take that shot willingly. It's a big thing for him. Then I throw in Moody. If Moody's going to play, which the shot was falling for a couple of weeks, he looked great. I thought it was the best basketball he's played in his career. This is his best season in the NBA. I want to make that very clear.
Most consistent minutes.
Absolutely. But he did hit a little slump from the outside. And he was working hard. But if you're going to be the guy that's the left open man, you have to rhythmically hit these shots. And I think that not being a part of his game the last seven or so games has been a subtle reason why the offense has looked so congested and so constipated. And him hitting buckets and Pods that. Hitting buckets, bang, bang, wow. And it's like the floodgates opened up. And then you factor in, you know, Quentin Post in the game before hitting shots. It's a big thing for this team. Buddy, we know. You live on the razor's edge with Buddy. He's either going to be awesome or he's going to be awful.
3-6 from three-point land yesterday.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Right? He was awesome. And so when you have all those guys hitting, you score 150.
It was plus 30. Buddy Hield off the bench, 25 minutes for him, 8-12 overall for 19 points. Buddy buckets, 4 assists as well. And he's been getting it done on the defensive end as well as the offensive glass, driving to the hoop. And I saw a lot of that early on, just driving to the hoop, getting like Draymond Green having a reverse layup. Mm-hmm. Moses Moody, tough finishes from everyone. And I was like, man, everything's falling for this team right now. They are not going to lose. And it was nice to watch that. And also over the weekend, Joe Shasky, it was also nice to watch some orange and black, looking good, also not shooting themselves in the foot, and looking, dare I say, like a competent team, both offensively and defensively. 0 errors for the San Francisco Giants over the weekend as they take the series in Cincinnati, or as Guru calls it, the Natty. I don't know if anyone actually calls it. It's not like the national championship we call the Natty. I don't think anyone calls it the Natty. But Guru, I love you. He calls it that. He can get away with it. So you're 2-1 on the season.
I love you so much.
It's early. Remember, what was it? Larry Bird joined you guys, the CEO of the Giants, saying, don't be a stranger this season when it comes to the San Francisco Giants. Don't be a stranger when it comes to watching the games. And I wasn't. And I enjoyed watching them over the weekend. Like this team, I used to watch them and say, like, oh boy, here's a little bit of adversity.
Sure.
It felt like a chore.
Sure.
And that's how it felt like watching the Warriors for the last couple of years prior to the Jimmy Butler acquisition. It felt like a chore to watch them. And for sure the Giants, it felt like I was pulling my hair out. If they got to a runner on third base in scoring position less than 2 outs, it's like, oh, that guy's not coming home. Oh, I think they might as well just try to steal home at this point. It's not going to happen. But I saw that a couple times this weekend. Wow. Situational baseball. Again, I go back, 0 errors in a 3-game stretch. I don't know the last time they've done that. It's got to be quite some time. And just the vibes overall, it was great to see. I'm not overreacting. It was fun. It was a great series win. They're taking on the Houston Astros tonight in Houston, so we'll get all into that. But very nice to watch over the weekend, Josh. I know you and Mark Randy, I was listening, guys did a hell of a job opening day. You guys had Fleming on. You had Dave Dravecki. It was great. It was great.
It really was. Couple quick things. You're talking about the defense. I mean, I think Sam Lubman went down the rabbit hole and was looking at different 3-game stretches.
Lubman went down the rabbit hole?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I didn't know that.
He said hard to find box scores where 3 consecutive days would pass and they didn't have an error. This team led baseball in errors the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So being better defensively, this sounds like such a very simple thing, like catch the ball, right? Literally catch the ball, play catch. They're much better at that. And then having the element of speed. And we'll get to their pitching because they have a lot of pitching. And I loved what I saw from Camilo Duvall. You want to talk about a guy who's as scrutinized as Jonathan Kuminga? The only one who's as close to scrutinized on the Giants as JK is, in terms of a young player who shows promise, is Camilo Duvall. Mm. He was my bounce back guy before the season started. I thought the ninth inning yesterday was excellent. I'm so glad they went to him. Blew away Ellie De La Cruz. Bang, bang. Two first strikes right away. Bang, bang. Let's do it. And then he just plays around with them the rest of the at-bat and gets through. Elliot Ramos made a hell of a catch out in right field. He had a great weekend, Elliot Ramos. Boy, it looks like he's real. But the speed component, okay, the speed component. Fitzgerald reaches on a throwing error after, you know, Cincinnati comes battling back, and Robbie Ray just completely short circuits on the pitch clock.
Yeah.
Just gets into his dome. He short circuits completely.
Pitchers, man, there's something about it. It's just, some people, they can go through it, but certain pitchers, slight bit of adversity, they fall off.
Camilo Duvall's whole season started off a couple years ago, awful because of the pitch clock. He couldn't get out of Yankee Stadium.
Reds fans were counting down the pitch clock. Yeah. Take a listen. We have it.
They did this to Camilo on the ninth, too. I thought it was brilliant.
They're counting down the pitch clock to Ray and walks him off
ball. I loved it.
The violation could well be living in his head. And here comes Bob Melvin. There goes Robbie Ray.
It was definitely in his head.
Sound courtesy of Bally Sports Cincinnati.
He had a perfect game going up until, like, whatever, the fifth inning. Even that's a little too early to call anything a perfect game, just for my liking. But both guys were sharp. They played great baseball this weekend. And I thought that Bob Melvin was on it. So Tyler Fitzgerald reaches on a throwing error because of the speed. The speed forces the tough throw from Ellie De La Cruz. Then what'd they do? In years past, they would have never done this because analytics tells you you don't bunt. They bunt and have Lamont Wade, who had a horrible weekend. And I have a thought on the Giants regarding a big move that they can make. Just bookmark that.
I'll bookmark it.
They bunt him over to second. Then he sees something clearly, okay, from the pitcher, and he takes third base. Now gets overturned. They challenge the play. Overturned. He steals third base. When was the last time a Giant stole third base? Can't remember. Tyler Fitzgerald's going to steal 40 bags this year. All right? Then Willy Adames, big baseball play, one out, runner at third. In years past, the Giants pop up or strike out. He hits a fly ball. It's a simple thing. It's a sack fly. Now, he didn't have a great weekend offensively. That's a big league at bat. When I tell the youngsters who are trying to play on high school baseball, I go, that's a high school at bat. You want to drive in that run from third. Okay, boom, we get a couple runs back. Now they're up 5-3. Jung-Hoo Lee, soft little grounder to Matt McClain at second base. He beats it out.
I'm liking Jung-Hoo Lee.
He beats it out. All right. Chapman takes a walk. And here comes Elliot Ramos, who I thought was the player of the weekend. Had great catch out in the outfield. Obviously, the two home runs. Bang. He knocks him in. 6-3. Games put away. Simple things like speed. We talk about this all the time. You know, do you believe in baseball principles? Old school stuff. Speed and playing catch. That's what helped them win this weekend. Dare I say, the Giants are a first baseman away from being a factor. No, I'm dead
real.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, I don't mean like they're going to win the World Series. No, that's not. I'm talking about being a legitimate wild card playoff contender. I think that they go out and they need to go get a bat. Get a right-handed power bat who can be your first baseman or your DH to pair alongside a young ascending player when he eventually comes up. They are a power bat away at the DH or first base spot from being taken serious. I'm Adames, Chapman, Fitzgerald looks the part. I love it. Jung-Hoo Lee, like, obviously he's got a long way to go. Ramos is legit. They've got some solid pitching. They got a ton of young pitching in the minors. Make a big deal. Go get me a bat. I'm encouraged with the Giants.
I'm encouraged. I need to see more. And that's okay. And that's what's coming up in the game. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you. Here.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.